A day after pro-democracy protesters drove Egypt's longtime leader Hosni Mubarak from power, Algerians were in the streets demanding their own president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, leave office. Protesters chanted no to the police state and Bouteflika out. News reports say crowds were in the thousands, but far outnumbered by riot police. Protests also took place in other cities, including the Mediterranean hub of Oran, also against government orders. In the capital, demonstrators skirmished with the riot police. Journalists on the scene reported several arrests.
Je tremble, mais je suis venu pour que mes enfants vivent librement plus tard. Oui.
One protester told France Info Radio he was afraid, but he was on the street anyway so he and his children could live in liberty. The power may not fall right away, he said, but it will fall eventually. Saturday's protests were organized by a new umbrella group, the National Coalition for Change and Democracy, but they have not been backed by Algeria's main trade unions or banned Islamist groups. Many of the same ingredients fueling the Tunisia and Egyptian protests are also present in Algeria: high unemployment, a growing gap between rich and poor, and a large and restless youth population. In January, riots sparked by high prices and unemployment killed at least 5 people and injured hundreds. At least 4 Algerians have also died from self-immolation, apparently inspired by a similar act in Tunisia that unleashed protests that eventually toppled the Tunisian government. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.